Hello. Today we continue walking through Romans chapter 11. Begin in verse 33. It says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God." In Colossians chapter 2, verse 2, it says that their hearts would be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and that they would attain to all the wealth. This comes from full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. God has all that we need pertaining to godliness and spiritual life. And he also provides, of course, everything we need for physical life. But here Paul is pointing out that God has an incredible depth of riches, both of wisdom and knowledge. This is God's wisdom and his knowledge. As Isaiah says, "To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare with him?" He is so far above and beyond. God's wisdom and knowledge compared to man's is as a great redwood towering 200 feet into the air compared to an acorn. Yes, by God's grace, our knowledge can grow and our wisdom may increase, but it will never come to even close of an equivalence of God's. We are sinful finites, and he is a holy infinite. And then he continues on. Not only is there great wealth and riches of his wisdom and knowledge, but his ways and his judgments are unsearchable. How unsearchable are his judgments? We learn, we grow, we read his word, but we can never exhaust his judgments. And how unfathomable his ways. So, yes, we learn, we grow, we read his word, we experience his will, and yet we can never fathom his ways. And he asks a question, "For who has known the mind of the Lord?" We simply must declare, along with David, "God is too wonderful for me. He is high, we cannot attain to him. Such knowledge is simply too wonderful for me." Man left to themselves cannot even accept the simple things of God, according to 1 Corinthians 2. But by God's grace, we have come to know the gospel. We can read and begin to understand God as revealed in the Bible. But even a lifetime of the most committed study and heartiest devotion will but scratch the surface of God's immensity. This is something that we ought to strive for, though. In all our pursuing, we should pursue God, for he is our greatest good. Babing says, "If the knowledge of the visible can enrich the life, how much more will the knowledge of God make for life?" It's like explaining, or trying to fully comprehend God is like explaining a rocket ship to someone this way, that you get into it, you sit down, get buckled, and it flies to space. Well, yes, that's how it works, but there's far greater depth and understanding of exactly how a rocket ship works. So we seek to understand, and we will grow in our understanding by his grace, but we will never fully comprehend. He also continues on, and he says at the last part of verse 34, "Or who became his counselor?" So all knowledge, wisdom, learning is in the first place from God. No man therefore can turn and give counsel to God. Verse 35, "Or who has first given to him?" Does God owe anyone that it would be paid back to him? Anything and everything that we have is from the Lord in the first place. For from him and through him and to him are all things. Everything comes from the Lord, and everything is unto him for his will and his glory. We cannot come to God demanding of him. We cannot boast in anything that we have. He does not owe salvation to the Jews or to the Gentiles, but rather he's merciful. To him be the glory forever. Amen. All the glory, all the power, all the dominion, it is his. Give him the glory that is due his name. Paul David Tripp says, "So God, knowing who we are and knowing that we are hardwired to make sense of our lives, has given us his word. In it, he reveals who he is. He defines who we are. He explains the meaning and purpose of life and unfolds the greatest of humanity's problems, sin. And he points us to the hope of his amazing grace. He doesn't tell us everything, because we would not be able to understand everything or deal with it in our daily lives. But he does give us all the necessary pieces of an origin to destiny worldview, so we can live as we were created to live."
Thank you.